This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
We're going to go on this morning with the invitation of God saying, I want you to be with me and I want to be with you before anything. So before anything happens, we need to understand that God, the author, the one who created everything, the one who formed us, the one who formed you, he decided to reveal himself primarily through his word and through his son Jesus. That is the truth. And when we almost dissociate from that or we find truths anywhere else, then it becomes diluted even within the church family. And I'm not saying hide your heart from the church. What I'm saying is those are the two primary ways that God intended to reveal himself in. And whenever we see anything, we need to measure it against that. We don't measure the other way around. We don't say, Lord, how do I find a scripture to prove what this person is doing? How do I find something in your word that affirms what this person is saying? We say, Lord, how does what this person is saying submit and yield to what you are busy with and what you've already said? Because he's the same God yesterday, and he's the same God today, and he will be the same God tomorrow. And he's revealing himself. This amazing, wonderful God is calling us into a time with him. And as I prayed this morning, I felt the immediate stirring in my heart, just God saying, we often get this wrong. We often have ourselves as the primary focus. Now, as we go through this, maybe some of this will become a bit more clear, but as God is the author, he's the creator, and us being born in sin, there's an immediate disconnect. And it's not automatic that whenever you choose to start following Jesus, that these perspectives just automatically shifts into place. There's a sanctification process that happens, and we have to continuously ask ourselves, Lord, am I the center of my life with what I'm praying now, or am I making you the center of it all? Like we sang this morning. So last week we said, what complicates our time with God? And we said there's specific challenges sometimes, things that we are going through, things that's taking up our time, our mind space, our reasoning. There's answers needed. We specifically come to God and we have specific answers that we need, or questions we need answers for. Past hurt. If you, for example, were in relationships where you were disappointed, we'd often, without knowing, come with that disappointment to God, almost not trusting him to really answer for fear of being disappointed again. Then we said, we are sometimes putting pressure on ourselves to lean into one significant moment with God in a day. Sometimes when we go to God, we feel this is the hour, or this is the 40 minutes I have, Lord, please just make this a good one, because it has to last me the whole day. And that sometimes put some pressure on us. It complicates our relationship with God. Then we said Jesus withdrew often, and he often went aside. Sometimes when there were a lot of crowds following him, sometimes when there was a lot of miracles that happened, a lot of special things that happened, you'd almost expect someone to just stay there, not want to go, but Jesus withdrew to be with his Father. And we miss that. It's as if we miss those moments of hardship, or even just moments of thankfulness, just going to God, withdrawing to him, spending time with him. And then we spoke a bit about a warning in Matthew 7, verse 21, that says, it's not about the things. It's not about the doing. Because you might, according to Matthew 7, verse 21, you might be prophesying, you might be casting out demons, you might be doing many mighty works in his name, but when we end up meeting him, he'd say, I don't know you. It's not about the things. And I'm going to say that emphatically. You can be busy looking like the perfect Christian, and it won't mean anything if it's not from a place of intimacy with our Father. Do not miss that. It's a massive distraction. So this week, I want us to think still on this concept of God wanting to spend time with us. This wonderful Creator, loving Father, saying, I want you to be close with me, and I want this relationship that I have with you to be the the primary relationship that you long for. Nothing else in your life should be more important than this. So practically, when we spend time with God, we spoke a bit about these things last week. I want to ask you a question this morning. What, in your opinion, makes time with God good? You don't have to answer me. You can just think. I will see in your eyes if you are thinking. I can see the smoke coming from some of your ears. But I want you to be honest with this question. Don't say, good question, Henny. I'll answer you when I get home. I'm seeing that. Also. No, I'm just joking. Let's just spend some time with this question. What, if you now think of your quiet time, the time, well, it's so weird that we actually call it that because we are very rarely quiet in our quiet time. But so in our time with God, or when we intend of spending time with God, like, what would you reckon as a successful time with God? Like, what do you think is like, this was good? You're welcome. Connecting with Him. Okay. Hearing from Him. Is there no emotional people in the house? Yes, Ignatius? A proper dialogue. Okay. Yes. Start with worship. Okay. I feel like calling out people's names. I don't know why. Maybe it's because people are starting to look down now. Yeah? Yes. So Ilana says she knows that God spoke to her when she starts to cry. Just an overwhelming peace. Yeah. What do you say, Emily? You don't have to answer, don't worry. She just seemed so deep in thought. I thought, yo, I must get in on that. Something amazing is happening. I hope it wasn't the chicken that's on the stove. Yeah, experience peace, hearing from Him. Feeling. Sorry? Connectedness. Yeah. Yes, connecting dots, really experiencing His guidance. Aha moments. Yes, revelations. Like, why didn't I think of that? Or how come? Yes. Yeah. Stillness, just relaxing in Him. It was, yeah?
Honesty.
Like,
if you
want to
say, help!
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, she says honesty. If you want to say help, then do it. Don't act as if everything is okay. The interesting thing is, when I prayed over this weekend, were you
ingezet? Yeah, I was saying, like, it feels to me like when I finish good quiet time, I feel full. Like,
no. Yes. So he says sometimes when he spent time with God, afterwards he feel almost full. You feel there's a sense of satisfaction. Eating a healthy meal, yes. It's interesting, we very rarely sit down and we say, when we go spend time with God, what do I think would make me feel this was good? And what I felt in my own quiet time over this week, especially as I'm journeying with the church family, just so you know, we are all in this together. It's not like us pastors, we have this separate road that we are walking with God, and he's protecting us of all things the rest of the normal people don't have to face and all of that. We also battle through things. And this week, I sat down with God and I was saying, Lord, it was so special last week to just share about quiet, our time, quiet time, time with God. how do we go forward? And he said, well, I started experiencing the typical things that would not, in my mind, translate into having a good time with God. It became quiet. And it was not as if I felt an uncomfortableness in it or uncertainty in it. It was just quiet. And I was, Lord, normally when we speak, it's like a conversation. There's type of a flow. There's a bit of an organic conversation happening. I'm praying. You are revealing. There's aha moments. There's emotions. There's things, whatever type of form it takes on. But there's something busy happening. And this time it was not that. And I felt the Holy Spirit say to me that for us, as His church, we need to know that it's not going to look the way that we anticipated it going to look sometimes. Sometimes when we spend time with Him, it's not going to, in our opinion, translate into a very successful meeting. And the interesting thing about that is if we do not understand this, it brings so much doubt and confusion into our relationship with God that we doubt everything after that. It's as if when our time with God is not settled and you don't feel there's an intimacy and a closeness, it's as if everything after that, you know, you'd get this idea and you almost feel like a young Christian again, where you feel, was that now just my thoughts? Or was this now God speaking? And it's all because of the fact that I took that experience and I made that a lens. And for that moment, the relationship I have with God is based on that lens. And until I let that lens go, that will be the lens through which I function until I stop it. And this morning, I want us to see through Scripture that sometimes it doesn't look the way that we anticipate it to look. Why? Because we are not God. Can we receive that this morning? We are not God. He can reveal Himself like He wants to. Whether it speaks to our needs, whether it affirms things that we care for and love and cherish and honor, or whether it completely contradicts that, He is God and He can do whatever He wants to. And when we choose Him, we lay our lives down to be able to follow Him. We do not say, Lord, You meet us halfway. Well, in our actions, we do sometimes. In what we pray, we do sometimes. So it was interesting. I was laying on the carpet in one of the prayer times, and I just felt my body almost, I felt almost like a spasm or something in my stomach, and I was praying. And as I was praying and speaking to God, I felt it shift. And then as I focused on that, saying, Lord, whatever this is, I'm in this with You, I'm praying with You, I'm then it stopped. And then I just relaxed again, a bit confused. And then I just said, Lord, I don't know what that was, but I just let it go. I'm just here to spend time with You. And it started doing that again. And I just said, okay, Lord, here we go again and whatever. And I found over this third or fourth time, every time I threw my energy behind what God was busy with, it was as if it didn't really help. And it took me a while for God to say, you do not help me if you do not pray aligned with my spirit. I did not ask you to pray about your stomach. I did not ask you to pray about the spasm that you are feeling. I'm asking you to spend time with me. And we skip that, and we're going to see it in Scripture now. Galatians 3, verse 1 to 9. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. Now, I want you to see this, because for us, this is a bit different. We didn't live in this time, okay? We didn't see right before our eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. But I want us to understand that although we weren't there, this morning this speaks to us because we have seen Him in some way or form. That's what you are doing here. Something in you caused you to see Him and said, I want to follow Him, and therefore I join with the family who also says that. Okay? It was before our eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. And he says, let me ask you this. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish, having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain? If indeed it was in vain. Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Just as Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteous. Know then that it is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham and the Scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith. Preach the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, in you shall all the nations be blessed. So then, those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. So we are speaking about our time with God. There's a context here. There's a lot of things, and I know it's important to read within context. It's important to read the whole Bible and not isolate pages. But I see something of us spending time with God in this. I see something of us meeting with God, meeting with Jesus in some way, shape, or form, whether it's being told or just someone's example or wherever you were. I think if you take a moment and you think, when did I meet Jesus? There was a moment that you met him. The reality of God became a reality also to you. So we met him. And then beginning in the Spirit, ending up going on to not leaning into how he reveals things, but to lean almost to perfect things through our flesh. And when I prayed this week, it felt like that. It felt as if parts of me submitting to God, parts of me submitting to his Spirit, led me to a place where parts of that I said, Lord, I know this part. I've dealt with this part. I've seen a demon manifest. Lord, I know how to cast it out. I've prayed for headaches, Lord. I've prayed for a child that was ill. I know how to do this part. And what I'm experiencing God saying is, especially with regards to these two sermons that we are busy with now, he is saying, you spend time with me, I'm spending time with you, and you respond solely and purely on what I say. Because nothing of the things that you think will be helpful if I did not say it. Nothing. Even if you pray all the smart things you learned over the course of YouTube Christianity for the past 7 years will be helpful at all. There's no life. There's no life in our human intellect and our ability to say, Lord, I can see this line that you are walking. We did this line before, and I know what the next step is going to be, and we jump that step so long, and we just go for it. We run a very high risk in saying, Lord, part of this you can be God and part of this I can be God and we can have a God partnership. That is not the calling. Are we on the same page? That is not the calling. Us laboring with him is nothing like us saying, God, I know this part. I can do this part without you. It's not the same. And we miss it. By only so much. And you know what? It's a loving Father looking at us by grace that sees our excitement to follow him and by his grace not have us die. Because in the Old Testament they would be done. Stepping out of the breath of God. So this is especially true of me. I love people. And when I see something of the enemy wanting to hurt God's people, something in me really just stirs and I want to be part of that. And the moment God says, I'm healing, then I'm gunning for it. And I set up coffee meetings and I end up sometimes in a coffee meeting where I have to drink only coffee because God didn't say I want to do something through you. So for those of you that had coffee meetings with me in the past thinking, what was this meeting about? Please just know I love you. Even if that is okay for you this morning, just receive that, okay? I made a coffee appointment with you. I love you. And if it was up to me, you wouldn't have suffered at all. But it's not up to me, and it's not up to you. It's not up to us. It's up to Him. What are we hearing from God? And at what point do we outrun Him? It's extremely important that we say this. When we sit down to listen, do we allow God to finish His sentence? Or do we act like a typical parent these days? You know, I read an interesting article of speaking about parents tying their children's shoes. And it was so interesting how the writer said, the only thing you teach your child when you tie their shoes is to show them you can do it better than them. And it was interesting, obviously, there's places. I mean, Annabel can't tie her shoes yet. I mean, we're not helping her by not showing her that, but you get the picture. We are not helping anyone if we think we are helping, and we are not, because God didn't say. He didn't speak. End of last year, and we are close to praying together. End of last year, we ended by with a sermon, keeping in step with the Spirit, and the intention was almost to say, Lord, I'm not seeing you walk, and I'm seeing these, footprints. I'm not seeing these footprints, and I'm now trying to walk in these footprints, and I can't even see in what direction he went, but I can see it's his footprints. That's not what I'm talking about. Keeping in step with the Spirit is almost, you know, when he, almost in our minds, when his heel lifts, your foot's there, because we want to keep in step with him. And we read a portion of scripture in end of last year in Galatians 5 from verse 16. And I want us to go to Galatians 5, verse 13 to 15. Because if we can grasp this, that sometimes when we spend time with God, it's not going to look the way that we intended it to look. Okay? Not by expectation, guys. Don't think I'm going to go home now and I'm just going to throw all caution to the wind. There's still a very real Satan who wants to infiltrate those spaces. So don't be unwise with your time. Still submit your hearts. Yield to God. Say, Lord, this is your time. This is not the time for Satan or any demon who wants to infiltrate here. It's your time. I'm spending time with you. But I'm not coming here with the expectation saying you need to speak this language in this way and we need to speak about this. And we are not allowed to speak about that. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so spend time with God, start listening, and then saying, Lord, I'm not jumping. I'm not finishing your sentences. I'm not walking out in front of you. I'm not seeing more or less the line that you're walking and then going, I'm keeping in step with you. What would happen? Galatians 5, verse 3 to 15 says, for you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. I want us to stop there for now, because in Galatians 5, verse 16, it says, when you walk in the Spirit, I can't remember the exact words now, but it comes down to the fact that it says, when you walk in the Spirit, almost in a way that it says, you will not have time for the flesh. Say it? Say that less.
Just
only that verse.
But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
So something interesting happens. We see in an innovative way, in a protection way, God leading us, speaking to us about specific things. But then he says, when you walk like this, you will not satisfy the desires of your flesh. listen, end up having to face a whole lot of stuff because we think we know better. We end up having to deal with a whole lot of fleshly stuff in our lives because we think we could see the pattern of God and where He was heading, and it wasn't Him. He says, you were called to freedom. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for, but serve, love, serve one another. Now look at this. This is very interesting. You see a line here where God says, you spend time with me. You don't tell me what to say. You keep in step with my spirit. And you enjoy the freedom that I give you in such a way that you serve one another through love. I don't want to say, can you imagine a church family like that? Because that is us. Don't imagine that. Be that. Don't imagine a church family that keeps in step with His Spirit. Keep in step with His Spirit. The invitation this morning, let's just finish that. It says, for the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 15. But I can almost see someone who explained this amazing thing to someone and then almost this. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another. I've seen that. Those of you that have children that can speak, it's not something you teach them. You have been called to freedom. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. So our questions this morning, firstly, and our prayer points that I want us to pray through, Donovan, if you, or Emily, someone, if you just like bless us with some support. Have I begun in the Spirit? Why do we start there? Because that's the beginning. It's because we miss the fact that we start in the Spirit that we end up striving for God even before we get saved. We are doing that we also expect that of other people. Look at me. If you did not learn how to strive before getting to know God, you would not expect that of anyone because you would know how hard that is. That is not hard in the sense of I'm carrying some weight that's too heavy for me to carry. That is hard as in an impossibility. It can't happen. We cannot expect godly fruit and a godly life of someone that is not saved. If it does not begin in the Spirit, it's not happening. Some of us need to forgive people because we've been holding them to a level of life that they were not able to live. Set them free. Set yourself free. Forgive. Have I begun in the Spirit? Very important question to answer. Do I still believe? Do I still know that I'm saved? Have I had a moment in which I said, Lord, I choose you. Please make me alive in you. Open my eyes to see. Open my ears to hear. Secondly, am I perfected by the flesh or hearing with faith? Now, please understand, this is not something we are purely choosing this morning and then it rolls out perfectly from here. This is not even a day-to-day thing. This is a moment-to-moment thing. This is a thing where we are saying, Lord, this step that I'm about to take, is this me perfecting myself in the flesh, or is this me submitting myself and yielding and saying, God, you lead the way and I'll follow. And when I'm unsure, I don't move. I don't move. last thing I want us to pray through this morning is, do I use my freedom to serve through love? It's almost as if I felt that when I surrendered these three prayer points, as if I could feel emotion. Emotion happening in a direction. Something of God's Spirit stirring and prompting me in a direction. I want us this morning, if you, for example, take the flip side of this and you feel with the first question, have I begun in the Spirit? And you say, Lord, I've begun in the Spirit, but I can't even remember the day. It's not the way that I think anymore. Just repent of it this morning. That's why we are here. Repentance is a gift of God. It's a freedom to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't know that's what that was I was busy with. I didn't know. Maybe you knew. Just repent. Come before Him. Just say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm so used to living this life almost by my flesh instead of hearing by faith that I don't even know how to overturn this. I taught myself so many disciplines because I thought it's what You expected of me that I don't even know how to have a transparent, organic relationship with You. I don't even know where to start. It's going to happen in your life. Not only today, it's going to happen again. The reality of it is, in truth, we can speak truth in love and we can come before God and we can say, Lord, please set me free. Do I use my freedom to serve through love? Lord, I've heard You speak. Maybe you are here this morning saying, God, You stirred a passion for a ministry. You stirred a passion for someone, some people group, or some age group, or some ministry, or some person. There's a word that You gave me for that person, and I still didn't share it with them. I'm really sorry. Please stand. Please be gracious. Let me go share that word. Do I use my freedom to serve through love? I want us to spend some time in prayer, and I'm gonna end the service for us. If there's anyone that would like us to pray with them, don't miss it. And I want to encourage you for this week, when you spend time with God, go sit down and say, Lord, I surrender all of these expectations I have. Just speak to me. I want to keep in step with You. I want to listen. I want to begin in the Spirit. I want to be perfected by hearing with faith. And I wasn't to use the freedom to serve through love. Lord, thank You that we as a family can just submit wholeheartedly to You and say, Lord, whatever You are doing in our bodies, in our hearts, in our minds right now, we just submit it to You.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.